A person should not dig a well near his friend's well, near his friend's property where he also has a well. Below siach, below mara, below amas hamayim, below nebrechas hakosim. Nor should he dig a ditch or a mara, which is a pit with a covering. Nor can he dig a stream or a nebrechas hakosim, a pit that closes washed in. Elam kein herchik mikoso chaveru shlosha tzvachim v'sad basid. Unless he distances any of these ditches three tzvachim away from his friend's well, and he also plasters his ditch with lime. As a well has to have a wall of at least three tzvachim. So therefore, if he distances his well three tzvachim away from his friend's property, and his friend will distance his well three tzvachim away from the edge of the property, then there will be six tzvachim between the two wells. If there's less than six tzvachim between the two wells, then damage could be caused to one of the wells. Marchikin es hagefes ves hazevel ves hamelach ves hasid ves haslon mikoslo shechavero shlosha tzvachim v'sad v'sid. A person should not dump gefes, which is refuse from olives that have already been pressed for the oil, nor fertilizer, salt, lime, or pile of rocks near his friend's wall. This is talking about the wall of his courtyard, not the wall of his well, unless he distances three tzvachim away from the wall, or if he plasters his friend's wall with lime, that would also be good enough, and that would protect his friend's wall. In such a case, he would be able to dump one of these things near the wall. Otherwise, he cannot dump it near the wall, as it could cause damage to the wall. Marchikin es hazron ves hamachrisha ves meirag liam in hakoisel shlosha tzvachim. A person should distance plants. He shouldn't grow plants near his friend's wall. He should also distance a plow. He shouldn't plow near his friend's wall. Also, he should distance meirag liam, urine, from his friend's wall at least three tzvachim away, as any of these things would damage his friend's wall if they are done within three tzvachim. Umarchikin es harichayim shlosha minashechev shehin arba minarechev. Somebody who has a mill must distance it also from his friend's wall three tzvachim away from the shechev, which is the bottom stone of the mill, which is wider than the upper stone, which is four tzvachim away from the rechev, which is the upper stone. Uve'es atanur shlosha minakilya shehin arba minasafa. Somebody who has an oven in his courtyard should distance it from his friend's wall three from the kilya, which is the base. The base is wider, and he has to distance it three away from the wall, which is four from the safa, from the edge of the top of the oven, which is narrower. That should be four tzvachim away from his friend's wall. Person should not place an oven in his house unless he has between the top of his oven and the ceiling four amos, as otherwise a fire could start from the intense heat and his upstairs neighbor could be damaged. If he lived in an upper floor and he wanted to place an oven in his house, there has to be three tzvachim of plaster between him and his downstairs neighbors. Otherwise, the fire can start from the oven, which would damage his downstairs neighbor. Uvakira tefach. If he has a kira, which is a smaller oven and not as hot, then if there is a tefach of plaster between him and his downstairs neighbor, that would be enough. Vim hizik mishali mashi hizik. If he distanced the amount that is mentioned over here, and a fire started anyway, and damage was caused to one of his neighbors, he has to pay for the damages, even though he distanced them out, the chacham and were machayev. Rabbi Shimon Aymer lo amru kosh yurin elu elishim hizik patim milishan. Rabbi Shimon says the shiurim mentioned over here, meaning the amount that the chacham and were machayev to distance your oven, were mentioned to tell you that if you do damage after you distance the amount mentioned, you are patur from paying for the damages, since you listen to the chachamim and distance your oven from your friend's property.